I consider my victory in West Fife as above all a victory for the united action of every section of the working class against the national government and for an immediate advance in the standard of living of the miners and all other workers. My chief task, with the backing of my party and the daily worker, is to endeavor to build up inside and outside of Parliament a fighting opposition to the whole policy of the national government. None can doubt the gravity of the times we live in. War on the conditions of the workers at home, preparations for war abroad. The national government, in spite of its recent election success, can and must be fought and defeated. There could be nothing more fatal than to believe that it can be allowed to carry on for another 4 or 5 years. The workers need constantly to remember how in the early months of this year, their united mass action against Part 2 of the Unemployment Act forced even this national government to make a retreat. The same united action organized around the fight of the miners for the 2 shillings a day, around the railwomen and engineers in their wage demands, around the campaign of the unemployed for work or full maintenance, and against the war preparations of the national government, can lead to the development of such a mighty mass movement as to enable us to inflict a crushing defeat on the national government. I appeal to every serious-minded worker in the Labour Party, trade unions, and cooperatives to support the policy of the Communist Party in trying to achieve unity of action on the part of every section of the working class movement. The majority of the national government may be strong in Parliament, but the united power of the workers outside Parliament, backed up by a fighting opposition inside Parliament, is 1,000 times stronger. We must now organize and use that power to carry forward the struggle to build up the united front of all workers and those who hate fascism and fear war. For the united front is the only path to victory over poverty and reaction. It is the path to peace and socialism.